This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
You'll hear the most useful expressions used at work, and there'll be lots of phrases, so have a pen and paper ready so that you can write down the language used. Last time we gave you some useful expressions for connecting callers, for putting people through, for taking messages, and for dealing with wrong numbers. Now this time we'll be looking at making arrangements, such as arranging appointments and booking flights and accommodation. As usual, I'm joined by David Evans, our business English expert. David, why is it so useful to have quick expressions for these situations?
I suppose it's because when we make arrangements, we want to make sure that we're communicating clearly, quickly, and efficiently. After all, making arrangements can be complicated enough without having to struggle to find the right English phrase.
Well, let's have a listen to the right English phrases now in the following telephone conversation. Someone wants to make an appointment. Do they succeed?
Education department.
Hi, David, it's Rachel. Can I speak to Jenny, please?
Oh, hi, Rachel. I'm sorry she's on the other line right now. Can I help?
Well, actually, I'm phoning to arrange an appointment. She wanted to see me about the schools project towards the end of this week, I think she said.
OK, let me see. How about Thursday morning?
I can't make it in the morning, I'm afraid. I'm over at the other site. Can Jenny do the afternoon?
No, she's got a meeting for most of the afternoon. What about Friday, then?
Sure, sometime in the morning?
Yes, I think the best time would be about 11.
Fine by me. So, 11 a.m. this Friday.
It's in the diary, Rachel. See you then.
Will do. Thanks, David. Bye.
Well, the appointment's finally made, but only after a lot of discussion. David, can you tell us about the phrases that the caller used to explain why they were making the phone call?
Right at the beginning, the caller said, "I'm phoning to arrange an appointment." Now, the first half of that sentence is a very useful phrase, "I'm phoning to." You can use it in all sorts of contexts. I'm phoning to inquire about something. I'm phoning to book a hotel room. And in this case, of course, I'm phoning to arrange an appointment. Arrange is a verb that you'll often hear in this type of situation. You can arrange an appointment or arrange a meeting. Anytime when two or more people come together, arrange is a very useful verb for you.
And then when they were discussing possible times for the appointment, they used some short phrases. What were they?
Short phrases to suggest the time or suggest the date. We heard two of them, how about and what about. We heard the suggestion, how about Thursday morning? And then later the secretary said, what about Friday? We also heard the expression, I can't make it, meaning it's not possible for me to go to the meeting on that day. Make it, again, is used a lot when we're talking about arrangements. I can make it on Tuesday, meaning it is possible for me to go on Tuesday. I can't make it on Thursday, meaning that it's not.
Let's hear another telephone conversation now. This one is slightly more formal than the last one, but is the language similar?
Mr. Hibbard's office.
Hello, can I speak to Brian Hibbard, please?
I'm afraid he's in a meeting until lunchtime. Can I take a message?
Well, I'd like to arrange an appointment to see him, please. It's Peter Jefferson here.
Could you hold on for a minute, Mr. Jefferson? I'll just look in the diary. So, when's convenient for you?
Sometime next week, if possible. I gather he's away the following week?
Yes, that's right. He's on holiday for a fortnight.
Well, I need to see him before he goes away. So, would next Wednesday be okay?
Wednesday, let me see. He's out of the office all morning, but he's free in the afternoon after about 3.
3 o'clock is difficult, but I could make it after 4.
So shall we say 4:15 next Wednesday in Mr. Hibbard's office?
Yes, that sounds fine. Thanks very much.
OK then, bye.
Well, a slightly more formal telephone conversation, but yes, some of the language was quite similar. David, could you pick out some of the useful phrases that we heard?
Again, we heard another phrase for suggesting a date. We heard, would next Wednesday be okay? And we heard that expression, make it, again. I could make it after four.
Now, something else we often have to do on the telephone is book flights, book accommodation, especially if we have a meeting out of town or a conference to attend somewhere. During this next phone conversation, listen out for some of those important phrases that will help you book and arrange what you need to.
Hello, Dolores speaking.
Ah, yes, hello. I'd like to inquire about flights to Hong Kong from Kennedy Airport in New York, please. I'm off to a conference at the end of the month, Thursday 22nd until Tuesday 27th. Could you tell me about the flight availability and prices?
Certainly. Do you want to go economy, business or first class?
Well, I'd like to go first class, but unfortunately I'll have to go economy. Company rules, you see.
Yeah, sure, I understand. How many of you will be travelling?
It's just me.
OK, so that's one seat, economy, New York Kennedy to Hong Kong Airport.
And how much will that be?
Let me see. To qualify for the discount rate, you need to stay over a Saturday, which you are doing. Yes, that'll be $830.
Right. And does that include airport tax?
No, tax is another $70 on top of that.
OK. Can I book that then?
Certainly.
So what expressions did the caller use there?
Well, again, the caller began by explaining why they were making the call. I'd like to inquire about flights. He could easily have also said, I'm phoning to inquire about flights. He then went on and asked his first question. Could you tell me about flight availability? Again, a useful phrase that, could you tell me about? And then towards the end of the conversation, he wanted to check whether there were any extras in the price. And he used the expression, does that include airport tax? Again, when you're checking prices, very useful phrase, does that include?
Well, the caller needed more information, this time about hotel rooms. Let's go back to that same conversation and listen for the phrases he uses to book a hotel room.
And can I help you with anything else?
Yes, I'd like to book a hotel room too for the full 5 nights. Could you check if the Regency Hotel has any rooms free?
Yes, they do.
And is there a discount rate for conference delegates?
Yes, there is. I think it's 10%, but I can check that for you.
OK. Do you mind if I book it provisionally for now, and I'll call you back later to confirm? I just need to check one or two details.
That's fine, sir. Can I help you with anything else?
No, that's all for now. As I said, I'll call you back.
The caller wants a lot of information about the hotel, about prices. Now, David, can you isolate some of the phrases that he uses to get the information quickly and easily?
Again, first of all, he explains exactly what he wants, using the phrase, I'd like to. I'd like to book a hotel room. He then inquires about the price, using the expression, is there a discount? In other words, he's trying to find out if he can get a reduced price for the room. Is there a discount is a phrase you can use in many different situations. In a shop, you might say, is there a discount for cash, for example?
And it's useful to be able to reserve something but not actually commit yourself to it. How did the caller make that arrangement?
The phrase he used was, would you mind if I book that room provisionally and then call back later to confirm? Now, what he means by that is it's not a definite, fixed, firm booking. Would you mind if I book that room provisionally? So the receptionist will write it down, but it's not a fixed booking because he's going to call back, he's going to call again to confirm that he really wants the room.
Let's have another quick listen to those phrases. Is there a discount? Book provisionally and confirm later.
And is there a discount rate for conference delegates?
Yes, there is. I think it's 10%, but I can check that for you.
OK. Do you mind if I book it provisionally for now, and I'll call you back later to confirm? I just need to check one or two details.
That's fine, sir. Can I help you with anything else?
No, that's all for now. As I said, I'll call you back.
OK. Thanks, David. And just to say that David Evans will be joining me next time for more Business Language to Go.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.